Welcome to Noobs in a Burger episode. Episode 8. I'm John, joined by Isaac, Andrew, and Chris.
Hello.
How are you guys doing this evening?
Oh, pretty good.
Fantastic.
Well, sweet. So we were thinking we want to discuss some of the best sequels that came out of the original movie. And my wife already informed me that Sex and the City 2 is not better than the original.
That's good.
I'm sorry. But I was going through looking at the list of sequels on Wikipedia, and I wrote down some of the ones that I thought we might bring up. We have about 35 on the list so far.
Okay.
I'm a little proud of myself on this one because I thought of all of mine while driving back from camping.
Perfect.
I didn't even use Wikipedia.
This was a super easy list for me, too. The only thing I use the internet for is to look up a few dates and remember directors.
Yeah.
But I feel like we should just go ahead and get it out of the way because it's on every fucking list we do. Dark Knight, it's going to pop up eventually.
Yeah,
that one wasn't actually on my list. Oddly enough.
But it's come up
last, 100%, I agree.
It's come up in every podcast I've done. So.
Yeah, no, we have it. I was actually, since we have that one in the top five already.
Yeah.
I was thinking that Andrew should kick us off with one, you know, a sequel that I know is close to your heart.
Yeah?
With,
No. We agreed not to talk about that yet.
All right.
Until we all watch it, we can't talk about
it. Until we all watch it.
I was actually just going to bring up a different one.
Oh. What was
another one that's close to your heart, Crank 2.
Yeah, that, you know what? That was better than the original, if only because it made my wife cry when I showed it to her.
That is a fantastic
standard. I still get tired of that story.
It was so... That movie almost made me cry, but...
And you guys didn't even make it to the part where they turn into giant lightning monsters and fight each other.
No.
Ugh.
I don't even... It's all a blur. I don't actually remember what part she started crying at, if it was the part where, Jason Statham and Amy Smart started having sex on the horse track and threw that underwear at the Japanese dude and he started smothering it all over his face. Or if it was when... Oh, God, I forgot his name, talking to the psychiatrist... about, you know, how he's gonna pick his life up and stuff, and then I think, I can't remember, somebody busts in the room and just blows him away.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
So, I don't remember.
Alright.
That movie's so good.
So, I wanted to start off with Terminator 2.
Actually, I had that one written down as well.
Yeah. That's absolutely a must, because, I mean, have you guys went back and watched the original Terminator in time recently?
Yep.
I haven't seen it since I was in fifth grade.
Yeah, it does not hold up.
God, I love the first Terminator.
Why?
I love it, and for all the wrong reasons.
I genuinely want you to explain this to me, because there's so many people that get pissed off at me when I'm
I don't get...
It's an awful movie.
No, I'm not disputing the fact that Terminator 2 is a much, much better movie. I just enjoy Terminator, the first one, because it's so campy and so 80s. And it's just that horrible synthesizer music when he's chasing after him and they're throwing those awful pipe bombs at him. That movie, 100%, is a box. I love every minute of it.
So he loves it for the same reason why I love Face Off.
That sounds about right.
It's the best movie about face switching ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no one can dispute that.
Oh, and it's really the only reason that I wanted to watch the new one. Is I know the new one's going to be awful, and not for any good reason is it going to be awful, but because they're going to have a whole bunch of throwbacks to the original Terminator.
The only thing that I've heard about the new one is that it's better than T3 or...
Salvation.
Oh, Salvation is so bad.
Yeah, that's not hard to pull off.
I tried that one. You know how I'm trying to revisit movies? I tried revisiting that one. I couldn't make it through it. I'm like, nope, this movie was a piece of I'm not going to finish it.
Yeah. It was a cherry on top that was the horribly CGI'd Arnold Schwarzenegger coming out at the end. I wanted to kill myself this entire time, and now I'm literally tying a noose.
Yes, but wait until you get to see Terminator Genesis, where it's badly CGI'd, and he's still 80.
Yeah.
I got a good story about the first time I saw Terminator Salvation. I was hanging out at David's house, and we used to do these things where we'd have marathons of, one actor, and just watch a bunch of their movies in a row.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this one happened to be the Christian Bale-a-thon. So it started off with American Psycho.
Oh my God.
I love that
went
movie.
Straight into Reign of Fire.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
Good that God, takes man. A hard turn.
You had no interest in saving that night.
Were you,
you
just, like, digging through leaves, trying to find razor blades? You're like, oh, my God, I
wanted
to slip
my... Well, because I've seen, like, 2 Christian Bale movies. And so I was like, hey, David, you own, like, every Christian Bale movie ever made. And so he's like, oh, yeah, I'll pick out all these ones. So, yeah, American Psycho, Reign of Fire, then whatever Shit. The movie is where he plays the boxer.
Oh,
the fighter.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, with
I was getting crackhead brother.
Mark Wahlberg, yeah.
Marky Mark, yeah.
So that, and then we went straight into Terminator Salvation as the final movie of the day.
Oh, God, man, you hate yourself, don't you?
I think of more he hated me, because I didn't choose any of those movies.
The only thing I can say that is the saving grace of that lineup is the fact that he didn't throw The Machinist in there somewhere.
Oh. If we had had time, that was going to be the 5th movie, but I ended up having to go home.
The Machinist...
you were too suicidal.
The Machinist in and of itself, if you're in the right mood, it's a fantastically made, and it's a great... It's like a very well-made movie. It's got a good story.
Yeah.
But you also have to see Christian Bale drink water, and then you see, like, Christian Bale drink water.
The only redeeming quality of that day was watching Matthew McConaughey try to kill a dragon with an axe by jumping at it.
That's the best scene of the movie, because, like, I remember when that movie was, when they showed the previews for that movie, they showed that scene. Matthew McConaughey jumped through the air with an axe, and you're like, that dude's badass. And then you actually see the scene, and he just literally gets eaten.
Yeah.
He doesn't even hit
it. Yeah. So, speaking of American Psycho, this is not on my list, but I just want to throw this out here.
American Psycho 2?
No. American Psycho...
No, American Pie
...is a better sequel than its original counterpart, which was Rules of Attraction. Rules of Attraction came out, actually, the movie came out after American Psycho, but it's in the exact same universe. It's about Patrick Bateman's little brother, who goes to college, is like a sex and a drug addict, played by James Vanderbeek. And then, they never mention each other, save for one part in the book, and it's where James Vanderbeek's character is trying to kill himself by tying a noose with this tie that Patrick Bateman bought him for his birthday. Like, and that's Jeez. Like the, and there's like one scene in American Psycho where you think that possibly he could be talking to his little brother on the phone. Like, he calls him on the phone, but he never mentions his name or something like that. And I think at one point he says, like, I have a brother, but I don't know what happened to him. Something like that.
Yeah.
So he has like this whole universe. So, but I don't know. Just throwing that out there. I thought that was interesting.
All right, so got a couple of quick fire ones that I figured Isaac can handle. Chris, restrain your hand. So, Isaac, how do you feel about both Toy Story 2 and Too Fast, Too Furious?
I genuinely do not remember Toy Story 2.
That's the one where they meet the miner.
Right! Wow, that movie sucks.
Yeah.
Wow, that... Stinky Pete.
Right.
Oh, God. Wow, that was a bad movie. But Too Fast, Too Furious, Chris and I pre-discussed it on the way over. It's such a bad movie.
Okay,
the first one, they take Blade's car, which is an amazing, beautiful piece of art, and they destroy it. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, because there's totally people listening to this that haven't seen every Fast and the Furious.
Right, anyway.
I love the guy who's like, Blade's car, hold on, that's that 69 Dodge Charger.
So, people were mad about that. Plus, it's basically like two guys that can't act grunting at each other, while a bunch of people that also can't act talk about cars that they actually have no idea what they're talking about.
Yes.
Yep.
And then they followed that up with Tyrese not being able to play a convincing black man from the South.
Yep.
So, yeah.
But also, you forget that whole first, like, 20 minutes is that Asian lady whose face doesn't move.
Yeah.
And they're really bad CGI as they jump over the bridge.
Yep.
So, any movie that they hand a script to Vin Diesel and Vin Diesel says, I won't do this, it's a piece of shit. Has to be one of the worst movies ever written. And that's literally what happened. It's like, that dude did Pacifier. Like,
yeah.
That, That dude did a movie where he's a special ops agent taking care of a bunch of fucking kids. Like,
hey, that's Disney money, bro.
Yeah.
He probably made enough money on that to finance the Riddick video game.
That's true. Or his Wheelman video game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, nonetheless, he backed out of the project because it was such garbage after he made the original first Fast and the Furious, which isn't a bad movie, but oh my god, the acting is awful in that movie. It's just, they're not even acting, they're just waiting for, Paul Walker is just waiting for Vin Diesel to get done with his line so he can just like blurt out his line with no emotion or no thought whatsoever as to what he should be feeling when he says that.
Yeah, I think my favorite part of that movie is like at the very end of it where like there's a man that's been shot, it's their friend and he's on the ground and he's like, this is Officer Brian O'Connor.
What's my line?
And it's supposed to be super shocking because no one else knew he was a cop. And they're like, hey, that, wow.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll delete Too Fast, Too Furious. I'll delete Toy Story 2. I'll delete Quantum of Solace. I'll delete Three Ninjas Knuckle Up.
Oh my god, that's an amazing movie.
So, I do have something to say about Quantum of Solace. I hated that movie when it came out. Because it came out like 4 years after.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
we've all discussed
We all know this. If you watch them back to back, Casino Royale and Quantum of Solace, it makes way more sense.
It's a great movie.
But you're watching like 5 hours of James Bond. And
yeah, I need to do it because Isaac said it's so much better.
It is way better if you watch it immediately after Casino
Quantum
Royale.
Quantum of Solace, like, just pissed me off so much.
Yeah.
It was because Casino Royale was such a great comeback after the Pierce Brosnan era. And
well, after the last Pierce Brosnan movie.
Well, I mean, like, let's face it. GoldenEye was kind of awesome, but not for the good reasons.
No.
Like, because it was just ridiculously stupid.
It was so dumb.
Well,
but
like,
I love
it. Had Boromir dying for the 3,000th time.
Yes. But like it was like those years where they were like, all right, people loved Roger Moore. So they totally loved it when Roger Moore told dick jokes.
Yeah.
And stared at women's tits, right?
I think so.
Let's have Brosnan do that.
So we need a guy who looks a bit like Timothy Dalton, but is going to be nothing like Timothy Dalton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, to kind of segue into another thing, watching The Matador, imagining Pierce Brosnan is still James Bond.
I was just
going to
bring
time,
that up.
Greatest thing you can ever do. James Bond having an emotional breakdown.
Yeah.
Are you a psychic?
Perfect. Yeah, I
because
know.
I was going to totally bring up that part where he's just like smoking and then just walks into the swimming pool.
Yeah. I love the jokes that he tells in that movie.
So good.
Like, his friend is trying, like, pouring out his heart about his child dying and he's just like, time for a dick joke. Let's do this.
Oh, it's so funny.
Alrighty. Anyways, back to the list at hand.
All right. So, can I throw one other out there? Because I don't know if we can consider James Bond movies, though.
I had a couple written
down. Because I would
consider
Skyfall to be the best of the series with Daniel Craig.
I think Casino Royale is the best with Daniel Craig.
See,
I
have a problem.
Can't.
I still have a problem with Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, no,
like,
that's
I
true.
Do, because James Bond plays Baccarat. See, nobody understands Baccarat. I get why they didn't put it in there, because nobody understands Baccarat. We need something that the crowd's going to be in, like, so okay, I get it.
So the thing is, I love Skyfall, but I was operating under the assumption that it was just, like, the movie that came directly after the first one.
Oh. Like, directly after Casino Royale?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Like, if that was the first of the new series. That sort of thing.
Skyfall was a great movie, but I personally was more entertained by Casino Royale. I think that Skyfall was a better made movie.
Yeah.
I think that all around it had a better story, it had better cinematography.
Yeah.
And I genuinely, like, I detested the villain more in Skyfall than I did in Casino Royale. Like, I never hated Milky Eye or whatever the hell he was.
Mads
like,
Mikkelsen.
Yeah. Like, I never hated him.
He had the cried blood for some reason.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Like,
well, that guy didn't make any sense because he in the end, he just turned out to be a henchman. That was all he really... Well, not really. He just turned out to be kind of a blundering villain.
Well, not just that. He won. Yeah.
He didn't actually win. The group they, the group that he was actually working for, rebounded.
That's totally and figured not out Spectre.
Another, yeah, and figured out Spectre. Another way to rebound after this dude
moved
up. But they got the money, and they made it seem as like that was his plan the whole time after he realized that his original wouldn't work.
But his plan was getting shot in the face? Yeah, he gets killed. That whole scene where he's hitting James Bond in the nuts, they end up, the group that he's working for come in and then they kill him.
No, he's at the end of the movie. He's the one that walks away with the briefcase.
No, that's not Milky Eye. Milky Eye...
Bloody Eye, whatever you want to call
it. No, that guy gets killed in the... That guy gets killed in the ship.
I could have sworn he,
No, it's the older guy. There's an older guy.
Okay, well, excuse me. I must be completely wrong.
It's the older guy that shows up in...
Yeah, he's in Quantum of Solace. He's also in Quantum of Solace. Yeah, you should go back and watch him again.
Sorry, guys. I apologize for that.
No, that's cool.
Watch them all again.
So I definitely should.
If we're going to talk about James Bond sequels, The Man with the Golden Gun, obviously.
So
it's got Christopher Lee with three nipples.
Oh, yeah.
A midget named Nick-Nack.
Mr. Scaramanga.
And it's got... Hold on. Sheriff J.W. Pepper!
I do love him a lot.
It does.
See?
But
it's the dumbest and the most fun of the Roger Moore movies.
It is.
The issue is that it's going to be really easy to do James Bond movies just because of the fact that it's like...
Dr. No
was a good movie, but I personally like every other Sean Connery James Bond more than Dr. No.
Except for the... How do you feel about the unofficial James Bond?
Oh, yeah.
On Her Majesty's Secret Service?
No, he was Sean Connery.
He was an official James Bond. The one with Sean Connery he's talking about is... What is it?
Never Say Never Again.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
I've seen
which
that.
Which is just a remake of... Tell me, which one is
Thunderball.
Thunderball.
Yeah, it's just a remake of Thunderball.
I actually prefer that one, too. Thunderball.
Yeah, I actually really like that one, too.
I feel like... What is the villain's name? The one with the...
Is Thunderball the one with, like, the 45-minute underwater fight scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta hate that movie.
Takes so
Thunderball is awful.
Damn long.
Yeah.
So,
I like the boat in Thunderball. The boat's pretty sweet.
So, I think my family hates me.
Why?
Because the only James Bond... Well, I own Casino Royale, but the only other James Bond movies I own, I was given as presents during Christmas time, and they are Die Another Day and Thunderball.
Oh, wow. God. Both of those movies are awful.
Yeah.
They were terrible.
Mikey gave them both to me for Christmas.
You pick those two, and then you pick On Her Majesty's Secret Service as the movies that you tell people, like, oh, you've never seen James Bond? Don't fucking start with these ones.
Oh, yeah.
Start with Man with the Golden Gun or Goldfinger.
Yeah. Avoid Moonraker. Don't worry about that one. Yeah, Bond in space. Don't worry. With laser guns.
It was Bond in space versus Empire.
Yeah, and Jaws was in it, though, again. Jaws was in that one and another one. I can't remember.
And Jaws finds love.
He does.
He does.
I love Jaws.
Okay, anyway, can we get back to the real list?
All right.
I have one that I don't know if people are going to agree with me, but I feel that people should agree that it is at least better than the original, The Devil's Rejects.
I agree. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Actually, I agree.
It is better than the original.
House of Thousand Corpses was awful. I love The Devil's Rejects. Not because I think it's like a great movie, but what he does to your head is amazing.
Oh.
Because he makes you feel sympathy for the worst fucking scum in the world.
And in the end, you end up feeling dirty.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of it. I couldn't bring myself to watch that movie again because of how it made me feel. And I love it when a movie can do that.
Well, and I love the end sequence. Like, just where they're sitting there with a standoff and they start playing Freebird. And just when it, like, it peaks, they're like, fuck it, let's just go die.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like... My God, the fact that he made me feel bad and feels...
I need to watch that movie again.
For a guy that legitimately killed a cheerleader in a horribly violent way and then raped her body in his bed for weeks after that. It's like...
That was like Rob Zombie's magnum opus.
Yeah.
Like, if you watch those movies back to back, first one, these are the worst pieces of you could ever even... be around. Second
that
one,
also be applied to that
you know, well, they've got feelings too. That's not no. They get over like real people do sometimes.
Yeah. Plus, Brian Posehn's in it.
Chris
Hardwick's in House of a Thousand Corpses.
He is. Yeah, fat Chris Hardwick Peter Hardwick, as he calls himself.
So is name Rainn Wilson.
Yeah.
turns into the fish boy.
Yeah.
But the best thing about House of a Thousand Corpses is the DVD extras, because it's just the clown.
Captain Spaulding. Yes. Just, Sid Hogg.
Also, who was a great bad guy in an A-Team episode.
Bad Day at Black Rock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the leader of the bikers that was in the prison cell.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that episode. It's one of their best A-Team episodes ever.
Yeah, if you go back and watch it, I don't think that... Like, that guy was Pharrell back in the day, where, like, he looks the exact same today as he did in the 70s when they made that show.
Yeah, he just put on weight. That's all the 80s. There is to it.
80s. But still, it's like 20 years difference. Yeah. And like, eh, same dude.
So, Isaac, I'm assuming you're not going to vote for Be Cool.
It's just, like, overall, it's just not a great movie, I don't think.
Man, your reaction was so subdued. I was hoping it'd be one of those, like, gigantic, like, oh, boo yourself for bringing that movie up.
No.
All right, so how do you feel about Transporter 2? Because I think the first is better than the second.
The first one is better.
So, my entire list just needs to be thrown out. Yeah. We're not actually thinking of high-quality movies.
No,
here.
No, we are.
We're just eliminating
the thing
best.
Is,
because
I'm thinking of, like,
hold up
well,
sequels.
The Godfather 2 was better
no,
than the
I
first
literally
Godfather,
wrote down,
and Aliens
was
much
up.
Better action movie
well,
than
Well, I was
going to
bring up
Aliens. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I personally, the whole Godfather thing, it's like, I totally understand why people like the second one more than the first one. I prefer the first one to the second one.
Yeah, I love the first one. It's, I mean, because it's so much more centered around the family and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the second one is set just about, like, Michael's descent into being a total piece of
shit. Well, and I...
Yeah.
I know I'm gonna go to movie hell for saying this, but, like, Al Pacino kind of annoys the shit out of me when he's acting. Like,
he really does.
He, like,
young Al Pacino's okay.
I really don't mind Al Pacino in the original Godfather, because it's before he has just, like, ridiculously, like, cocky, stupid swagger.
It's
and, like,
when he yells a lot.
Well, he doesn't do his head bob in that movie. Like, if you watch any other Al Pacino movie, like, he can't keep his head still for more than, like, 0.5 seconds.
That's because he's got to be Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, Al, just play Al
now.
And back then, they're like, hey, we don't really know you, so you need to be this character.
Yeah.
So, no, I totally get it. I hate Al Pacino as Al Pacino.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
But
about it.
I love, like, it's such a painful ending, like, at the end of The Godfather 2. But it's, like, that scene is not Al Pacino playing Al Pacino to me. That's Al Pacino playing Michael Corleone.
If I want to see Al Pacino play someone go into a huge descent, I'll watch Scarface.
Oh, that movie's so hilarious to me.
Where'd those scars come from? Eating pussy.
No, I prefer the TBS version or TNT version. Hey, where'd you get those scars? Eating pineapple? the only reason they edited that movie and put it on TV was because everybody said they couldn't do it. They're like, this movie has the most use of the word of the F word than any other movie at the time, and they're like, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I waited way too long to watch Scarface because I hate that movie.
it's not a good movie, but I'm saying it's a more entertaining movie, and it doesn't take like 4.5 hours to get through, like The Godfather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, see, I was
or Godfather Part Two.
I was one of those like horrible neophytes that didn't watch The Godfather or Scarface until I was 20 years old, and I watched The Godfather and I was like, that was an amazing movie.
No,
I am super sad that I waited as long as I did. And then I was like, watch the second one. I was like, that's as good, maybe better. It was an amazing movie.
Don't
and
tell me
like,
you watched the third
I
one.
I was like, the third one's got to be
Oh, God.
And Francis Ford Coppola's daughter made me just want to shoot myself right in the head.
And
like,
her death scene at the end was so terrible.
So I watched those, and then I was like, I need to see every gangster movie ever made. I've been missing out all these years.
They're
like,
all bad except for those ones.
I love Goodfellas.
Goodfellas is an amazing movie, but I got Casino, Goodfellas. Casino is an amazing movie.
Casino is an amazing movie if you have 20 hours of your life to dedicate
to watching. Yeah, that last scene still haunts the shit out of me. Just watching like that dude get beat to death with a baseball bat. Like, that movie, because I was like 12 years old when I saw that.
Yeah.
And that me.
So, fun fact, you know the scene where they throw the dude's head in the vice grip and his eyeball pops out?
Yeah.
Legitimately, Scorsese shot that scene just so they could cut it. Because he knew they were going to make him cut and get a rated R thing. So he shot that entire scene knowing that the ratings board would want him to cut it, and they're like, no, that's cool.
He's like, what? Are you sure?
So once again, back to the list. There happens to be a poster of
I was going to save that one for last.
Sequels of all time on that wall. We can save that one until the last to build suspense.
Yeah.
All right, sweet.
So go ahead.
Guys, so the one that actually made me think, though, it's going to involve the Ewoks.
All right. You. Go ahead, John.
So, believe it or not, the one that actually made me think of this entire topic was actually Horrible Bosses 2.
Wait, really?
I haven't actually watched the new one.
They just put it on HBO, so it's on HBO Go. And I legitimately thought it was a lot funnier than the first one, and I thought the first one was great.
But you watched John Wick. Right.
Not yet, no.
Oh, my God.
I got home too late from the horse races.
It's never too late from the horse races to watch John Wick. The thing is,
it's an awesome movie. Yeah. Like, it's sad not having Colin Farrell around, but Kevin Spacey still plays a major dickhead in the movie. And then you also have Chris Pine acting like a complete unhinged psychopath.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah,
he's great. He'll just like randomly cry at times and burst into laughter.
Chris Pine, I think, is an
incredibly
underrated actor.
Oh yeah, he's great in this movie.
Yeah, he can be really good in things. Yeah.
So it's sad that none of you guys have seen it. So obviously, it's not going to end up on my list.
I'm putting it on my list,
but I
not on that list, but on my list of things.
I do think it's definitely worth watching because I thought it was better than the first one.
I'll check it out. I haven't seen the first one yet.
The first one's pretty. Funny, and because of Colin Farrell. Colin Farrell is incredible in that movie.
I really love Charlie Day.
Me too.
Yeah, no, like Charlie Day is great in everything. Yeah. Charlie Day and his interaction with What's Her Nuts that I hate.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate her so much.
No,
but
like,
he's so funny in those scenes.
But him in that movie, like, what made me so happy was when the boss gets stung by a bee and he's going into anaphylactic shock and he gives him his EpiPen and he's like, yeah, man, I just saved his life. And he's like, the man we're plotting to kill. You just saved. I couldn't just let him die.
And the thing is, he's the best part of the second movie, too.
Charlie Day is the best part of anything that he's ever in.
It's like the
in Pacific Rim, that movie was fantastic and made even better because of Charlie Day.
Amen. I loved that
movie. Ron Perlman. So good. I think we talked about that last time.
We did,
Because it's the ultimate guy movie.
It's so good.
That's why no females will ever listen to this podcast.
Right. That's true.
So, alright, so I'll throw out a different one then.
Okay.
I think that Bourne Supremacy was better than The Bourne Identity.
I agree. No.
I agree from a cinema standpoint.
I agree from a storyline standpoint. From a cinematography and a filmmaking standpoint, I disagree. Because that movie made me absolutely hate action movies because of the shaky camera. That was the first time that I had ever really seen shaky camera being used as an opportunity to cut, like, basically mask what was actually happening in some, like, excuse to say we want you to feel like you're actually there.
So,
like,
I've got a question for you. Did you see that, go into that movie knowing that's how it was shot?
I had read.
Okay.
Like, yeah, so I had read that.
It's actually kind of funny to me, and I'm not saying this would be this way for everybody, but I watched that movie the first time without ever knowing that.
Oh,
and
really?
I enjoyed the hell out of it. And then I saw it again after I found that out, and I literally almost got motion sickness from watching the camera.
No, it's terrible,
as soon as you know about it, you're like, this is... Why did they do
like,
that?
I'm, like, squinting and trying to figure out, like, moving my head around,
like,
trying
to
figure out where the car's going
and
stuff.
The camera is, like, pointing completely away from the action, and you're like, what the hell's going on? And you know, it's just, like, some really chubby dude running after them with a camera, like, sweating his ass off. Probably had a heart attack right after.
But the story in that movie was amazing. So, anyway, John, why is that on your list?
Oh, I just really like... I liked enjoying the story more than the first one.
Yeah.
I like following it, especially from that whole, like, opening area.
Yeah, no, the whole opening sequence to that just made me, like, it just took me by such fucking surprise.
Because it's more just subdued, it seems.
Yeah.
Because the first one just kicks right off, and then especially if, like, if you've read the book, they cut out, like, 4 hours of stuff that would happen in the first movie.
Yeah.
And it makes it kind of sad because there's a bunch of just random stuff where he kidnaps a lady at an opera, then kills a bunch of people in Germany and beats up a fat guy.
No, I've read most of the first book, and the first book is incredible.
It is.
Yeah, and it's...
The first book, like, 8 people die in, like, the first 2 pages.
Right? Oh,
isn't
I know.
Great?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's
so it's like if George R. R. Martin it's, modern day.
It's incredible,
book.
Dude. Yes. Yeah. Like, I just remember this one part where he gets picked up and put in the back of a car, and then he just, like, it's really slow, and then all of a sudden he just kills everyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all like, we're gonna kill you, dude. And he's like, all right. And then he just annihilates everybody, and you're like, fuck.
But yeah. I just like the fact that he, you know, starts off in India.
Yeah.
Random chick gets killed. Then he goes off and just starts murdering people.
Yeah. He's just like, well, got nothing to lose. That was the only thing I had to lose. So,
and plus,
now you're
also
all gonna
Carl
die.
Urban, too.
Yeah. And Carl Urban is a pretty damn good bad guy.
You're right, man. Doom was great.
You.
I own that on DVD. We went through all of our DVDs and we were selling them, and I got to Doom. I was like, oh yeah, we can totally sell that. And my wife's like, I haven't watched it. And I was like, we're not selling that.
Don't
I'm
you
like,
just love
watching that?
Don't you just love that sweet first person? Carl Urban killing monsters.
The like horrible thing is I actually had a different experience than you did with your wife with Crank 2. I actually threw in the towel before she did.
Oh,
I couldn't deal anymore.
Wow.
Because, yeah, she has this like amazing ability. Like she can stare right at the TV and not actually watch the TV.
Oh, wow.
She'll be like, wow, I need to clean that thing. So, and I'm like, oh my God, please kill me.
So
please make it stop. Bioforce gun? Really?
So, the problem with the Crank 2 thing with my wife is now everything is related to that. Now, I can't actually... I'm really on this kick now where I'm trying to find these kind of, like, positive movies. You know, none of this post-apocalyptic anymore. Like, but any movie that I suggest, like, I can tell the gears start rolling in the back of her head and remember Crank 2. And she's just like, oh, but you like all those movies that I hate. And they're just terrible.
See, but,
and I'm like, but I want to watch Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
That's a fun movie.
That's an awesome
it is.
Movie.
It is a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably Chris Evans.
And she's
Christ
like, I bet
role.
That movie makes me feel like a piece of doesn't
I bet
it?
She would enjoy that.
No,
movie.
We actually watched that today, and she loved the hell out
that's
of it.
Good,
oh,
yeah,
that
movie
was great. Sure.
It's because, yeah, like, if you've ever played any video game ever, like, especially if you used to play video games when you were a kid, that is the greatest movie ever
it's
made.
It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so.
Okay, I want to throw out... No, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You took that from
me.
Well, so
we're still
mine.
Going for twos.
No, well, see, I gotta say, Indiana Jones, each one of them is a standalone story. You could put them in whatever order you wanted to, and it wouldn't necessarily be like a continuation of another story. Do we want movies that are only continuations of other stories? Because then Skyfall can't be on there and James Bond can't be on there unless it's Quantum of Solace.
And if we're basing it on that principle, I would honestly say that Last Crusade is more of a continuation of the story than the Temple of Doom because there's the whole like Nazi thing in the first movie and then he's just like, I don't even care anymore, let's walk away.
But the only continuation is that there's a war somewhere and there
and
are
there's
Nazis,
bro.
Yeah, but he's not saying, oh, the Nazis took the Ark last time and now I gotta stop him from taking the Holy Grail.
Also, I'm gonna disagree on this one and I'm gonna be a heathen for this because I know it's not the popular opinion. I like Raiders of the Lost Ark more than Last Crusade.
I
think Raiders of the Lost Ark is a better movie.
But it doesn't have Sean Connery in it, so
I
doesn't
love Sean Connery.
Yeah. Sean Connery is amazing, and the scene with the birds is like the best
Junior
scene ever.
You know, it's
but
I remembered my Charlemagne.
Raiders, yeah.
Let the rocks be my let my army be the birds in the sky.
So the weird thing is, I've seen The Last Crusade probably like 20 times.
Yeah,
I didn't see the other two Indiana Jones movies until I was 23.
Wow.
But I started watching The Last Crusade when I was, like, 9.
Oh, wow.
So you watch Raiders of the Lost Ark, and you're like, this is a good movie. And then you watch Temple of Doom, and you're like, Is there a cliff big enough to kill myself anywhere close by?
Well, yeah, does it have alligators on the bottom of it, too, to eat my clothes?
I don't know, man.
I don't know if you remember, but what happened was, it was at that house that I was renting over by Chris Height.
Oh, on Wolverine? Yeah.
Yeah, and we were having a Halloween marathon of Indiana Jones movies, and I think you were there, because we started with, we watched all three, and then that other thing.
Oh, there was a fourth one on
Halloween night.
Oh, no, there wasn't.
So the night was,
was
like
not a fourth one.
Good start, pretty bad middle section, good, horrible ending.
I would legitimately watch Temple of Doom back to back two times rather than watch Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah, I don't need to see Kami Cate Blanchett ever again.
So I guess we should probably figure out this whole ground rules thing then on how we're going to signify the last five.
I went with just direct sequels.
That's what I had done.
Direct sequel.
And, yeah.
So I think James Bond and Indiana Jones are out, unfortunately. Okay.
I guess I'll get I'll get rid of Hot Fuzz as well.
Throwing out Army of Darkness right now. It is going.
Army of Darkness is
amazing. And it's a direct sequel to Evil Dead 2, which is the same story as Evil Dead 1, just better shot.
Yep.
And with a little more money.
So I was going to throw out Evil Dead 2, but I see where you're coming from.
It's just a remake.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes and no, because they sum up the entire first Evil Dead movie in the first, like, 5 minutes. But I personally think Evil Dead 2 is a way better movie than Army of Darkness.
I could actually understand that. Yeah.
Army of Darkness is one of those movies, though, that anytime it's on... Actually, either one, anytime they're on, I will sit down and watch that.
I love Army of Darkness.
I'll watch that movie every
edition,
single time.
Blu-ray of it. But I will say, Evil Dead 2 was when Sam Raimi realized that Evil Dead 1 was hilarious. And decided he was going to make a movie that was tacky and fun, but also still had some horror elements.
Yeah.
I love Army of Darkness. I can't stress that enough. It was a little bit ham-fisted.
Yeah.
It was a little bit over the top and, like, just went slightly too far.
Felt like LARPing.
Yeah.
I love that movie. I love it too.
Like
the
battle between Good Ash and Bad Ash, when it, the whole like Goody Two Shoes, Goody Two Shoes, he's beating the shit out of him. Good guy, bad guy. I've got the gun.
Yeah.
Like amazing, but just a little bit too overdone. Like,
yeah,
love it to death.
So, little segue. Did anybody see the trailer for the new Army of the new Evil Dead series?
No,
not.
Oh my god,
like Ash versus the Evil Dead, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, and it's going to be a series on Stars, and
it's Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, and it's Bruce Campbell.
Yep. Oh, awesome. Thank god.
Yeah, no, it's Bruce Campbell when he's like 60 years old and he's still working
at
S-Mart.
S-Mart.
Yeah, still, and he lives in a trailer.
I love that. Like, I love everything you're saying right now. I'm so jacked up right now.
Yeah, and they've got him, like, on wires flying through the air, like, jumping towards Deadites with a shotgun and stuff. Yes. It looks so good.
Because the new Evil Dead, holy...
That movie was fucked up. And it wasn't... Like, I get it. We want horror movies, but Evil Dead is camp. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And the fact that they didn't get that was annoying to me.
Also, I think we should throw a fucking cape on the guy with the glasses, because that dude dies like 16 times in that movie. Just keeps on coming back.
But that movie is fucked up, though. It, like, I commend them for making a really fucked up mainstream horror movie. Like, good job, guys. But maybe throw a little humor in there and a little bit of ridiculousness.
Like, the tree rape was overly graphic.
It was.
And then, like, at the end, like... The most iconic, like, the only two things that connected that movie to Evil, well, three, okay, I'm sorry. There was the cabin, the tree rape, and the chainsaw at the end.
Yep.
And they completely made the chainsaw scene null and void by making the sky rain blood before they go with the chainsaw. It's like, I can't even tell if this is gory or not anymore. Like, and really, a chainsaw kills the, like, Lord of Darkness? Like... Because nobody was going to shoot at him when he tried to take over the world. No, no. But a chainsaw will totally do the trick. Jackasses.
All right, so I want to throw this out there.
That's pointed at you, Troy Duffy.
Aliens.
No, we're not. We are not nominating Boondock Saints.
That. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Sorry. So aliens.
Aliens. I personally believe, and I will stand by it, Aliens was the best sequel to a great movie that that I know of.
I love the original, but Aliens is so much better.
It's so
bounds. It's such a good movie.
What good movie since then has Ridley Scott made?
Gladiator.
Yeah, you're right.
All I can think about with Gladiator now is the hydraulic tank in the back of the chariot.
Yeah, that's just yeah, that stupid hydraulic tank.
Have you
yeah.
seen that? And so they reenact the Battle of Carth, and they make all the gladiators go out there, and they have all the chariots running around, and they like flip a chariot, but like literally, there's a blanket over this hydraulic tank that like launches the thing into the air, and you see it, and it's just like, it's such a well done movie, and that is such a blaring. Horrible mistake that made it through editing.
Yeah, well, it's like Lord of the Rings, or I think it's
The Two Towers.
I can't remember which one it is. The Two Towers or Return of the King, but the dudes on horses in blue jeans.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I forgot to get that. Shit.
So I'm looking up. Ridley
I mean,
Scott
it can't
right
be
now.
Worse than. Teen Wolf or a guy just
big Robin Hood.
Neil Blomkamp is making Alien 5. So I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah,
because
I
let
love,
me look this up because I want to verify this because I'm kind of drunk.
District 9.
I do, but and I haven't watched Chappie yet, so I don't actually have an opinion.
Love District 9, hated Elysium.
Well, I had so many expectations. I had this whole image in my mind of how that movie was going to go, and it turned out to be nothing like that, and it just drove me insane.
It's because the preview made that look like it was going to be such an amazing movie, and then you see it, and it's like...
Well, and the ending was so stupid, and, I don't know, are we giving away spoilers here?
Yeah, may as well.
Okay. Well, the ending was so fucking stupid.
Everyone's
it was
seen
like,
this movie,
hey...
Right?
Why don't we just give...
No.
Yeah,
okay,
why don't
hold
we...
Hold on. Oh. He hasn't seen it.
Okay.
That's fine. I wasn't planning on watching it.
Okay. Well, hey, why don't... why don't we just take this planet that's already hugely overpopulated and disease-riddled, and then we just reprogram all these medical robots to go and fix everybody on that planet?
Yeah, not just that.
Yeah.
We're
just going to destroy the entire planet even more because we wanted to do this misguided thing that we thought was the right thing. Neil Blomkamp.
And we allow access to Elysian, which is going to like turn into just another slum as soon as all
the
people
get there.
Yeah,
it's just going to be another piece, just like Mexico. Wait a second.
Well,
that was Mexico in the movie because he's in Mexico.
You dropped an N-bomb last week, and now you're talking about Mexico.
Damn.
Neil Blomkamp. Okay, Neil Blomkamp should
like
be
Andrew,
the one that,
Andrew,
that
Andrew.
You should blame
Andrew.
For how Mexico was.
How do you feel about the Prophet Muhammad?
He's not a fan.
Okay, but also, Elysium came out against Edge of Tomorrow, which I thought was going to be a hot garbage.
That movie's awesome.
I did too, but it was actually really
awesome.
Good.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a movie. I've seen that movie like 3 times.
Yeah.
I was ashamed of it the first time because I was like, oh, I shouldn't like Tom Cruise movies. But then I went back and rewatched a bunch of Tom Cruise movies, and I'm like, Tom Cruise is in some awesome movies.
Tom Cruise really doesn't make, like, aside from, like, I just don't like Vanilla Sky
at all.
No, well, it's just a remake of a, it's a remake of a Mexican movie. See how progressive
damn.
I am?
But, no, like, I went into Edge of Tomorrow legitimately wanting to hate that movie because, I was not looking to enjoy that movie for whatever reason. It just, like, everything about it pissed me off. And then I watched it and I was like, that is probably the best sci-fi movie that's come out.
Yeah.
In a long time.
Yeah.
But all they did, and like really all they did was they were like, hey, We've all seen Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
What happened if there was aliens and Tom Cruise and ass-kicking involved?
An awesome and it movie was would great. Happen. Yeah. No, that movie was great. I love that movie.
Okay, so speaking of sci-fi, and this is a weird one because it's not actually a sequel to another movie, but it's kind of a continuation of the series. Serenity. The yeah. Firefly continuation.
That's a pretty good movie.
It was an amazing movie.
It was.
It's an amazing movie, but it is a horrible introduction to that series.
See, and it's funny.
Yeah, because I watched it before I watched the series,
I did, too.
Yeah.
But I literally saw that movie 3 days in a row because yeah. I liked it so much.
It was so good.
I went and watched it with Frank and Meyer, and then the next day I went back with Nate, and then the third day I was just like, I don't got anything going on. I think I'm going to go see Serenity.
So wait a second. Does that mean that we could throw Mad Max into this?
I was trying not to for the same principle.
So, okay, yeah. What about Mad Max? What about Mad Max 2?
The Road Warrior?
Yeah, what about the
Definitely.
Road Warrior?
That's acceptable.
Yeah.
The Road Warrior is way better than Beyond Thunderdome.
We would, and we wouldn't be able to throw in the new Mad Max necessarily because it's not a continuation. It is a continuation, though.
Yeah.
It is. It's about his family's gone, and all he's carrying around is the memory of them, and he's just wandering around the wasteland.
So. Yeah. And supposedly the next one's going to be called either Mad Max Wasteland or Mad Max something or other Furiosa or something to that effect.
I would go yes on Mad Max the Road Warrior, and I would...
Yeah, because it's a new generation.
I'm
going to
say no on Fury Road because of the fact that I consider it like a separate entity as far as like movies go. Not just that, we have put Fury Road on every fucking list we've had.
But it's so good.
Okay, sorry. Real quick. Yeah. John sent me this. Did you watch the Mad Max and Star Wars trailer mashup?
No.
Holy crap.
They did that,
we'll show
and then
you
they
this
did a Mario Kart mashup, too.
Oh,
and the Mario Kart mashup is so entertaining, because whoever edited it, like, you know the part where there's the guy with the spears? Well, instead of just having spears that have bombs on the end, it has bombs on the end.
That's pretty good.
That's amazing.
All right, so we're running out of time, basically.
Cool.
Unless you want this thing to be, like, an hour and a half long.
I don't think it really matters, honestly. I mean, you can cut the whole part where we're calling Andrew a racist for me.
That's, like, the best part of the whole damn podcast, because I was being a racist asshole.
Okay. So I was going to throw out some quick fire ones for you. Okay. So you could just tell me if they hang or not.
Yes or no's.
Yes, exactly. So, Thor 2.
No.
Nope.
Captain America 2.
No.
No.
Bad Boys 2.
Oh, that one's a tough one.
Because it's way better than the first one.
I do legitimately think that movie was better than the first one.
It is better than the first one, but I wouldn't put that movie even in my top 20 for sequels.
Okay.
Yeah,
so.
No,
like in movie lists.
We're trying to whittle this down, so that works.
Yeah.
All right, American Tale, Fievel Goes West.
No.
Wait, what is it a sequel to?
That's apparently. An American... Damn, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
Fievel Goes West is great.
Yes, it is.
It's so good. It makes you forget about the first dog
movie
about them in New York.
When was the last time you watched that movie?
It doesn't matter.
I watched that movie less than a year ago, and it was awful. It's a terrible movie compared to the first one.
Have you seen
The
Goonies lately? There's no way it's as bad as The Goonies is.
Why
did they take out the squid fight scene in The Goonies?
I still don't understand. I don't understand that at all, because a squid attacks the ship, and then they sail out, and then the movie ends.
Yeah.
Right. It's how it's supposed to go.
Okay, so, the Apple Dumpling Gang rides again.
You, John. Just you. All
right.
No.
Smokey and the Bandit 2.
Or,
oh, I didn't write that one
down.
But
Bill and Ted's
Bogus
Journey.
Not even close to that movie.
Bogus Journey is great.
Yeah.
They meet Death.
Yeah.
They meet
he's
Satan.
Got a German accent.
It had a legitimately scary scene where they go to hell.
The only reason why I like Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, it's decent. The main reason I like that movie is because it pays such homage to the 13th Seal, which I love that movie.
All right.
Have you guys seen the 13th Seal?
Uh-uh. I have not. Anybody? But have I'm not. Putting it on my list.
Well, now I feel like an old bastard because it came out in like 1939 or something like that. It's all in black and white, and I'm pretty sure it's in a different language, so you're going to have to read subtitles. But it has the priest from The Exorcist, the older guy.
Nice.
As a crusader that just returned from the war, and him and Death, he meets Death, and Death has come to claim him, and he plays a chess game against Death the entire movie to try to win his freedom. Yeah. And, like, it's slow, it's dry, but I love that movie for whatever reason.
Does he beat Death?
The 13th Seal?
He beat Death? And does he say, best 3 out of 5? Damn straight!
Do you really want to know what happens?
No, I'll watch it. I put it on my list. Anyway.
All right, so Hellboy 2.
No. Yes.
It's way better.
Really enjoyed Hellboy 2.
I disagree.
And I'm really sad that they can't make the third one.
Like, I love Hellboy 2. It's a great movie. It's not as good as the first one.
I think the first one is slow. I think the second one, they took more time and they had more fun with it.
The second one went.
But if they make a third one, it would be the first time in cinema history where it's one series of movies made by 3 different studios.
See, but I don't. They will never make a third one. It's not going
to
happen.
They said if Pacific Rim 2 does really well, then they'll try to make a third one.
Ron Perlman doesn't.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Ron Perlman doesn't want to do Hellboy 3.
That's too bad.
He said he loves the movies. He hated the makeup.
Well, yeah, he had to spend like 6 hours in a makeup chair.
He said that if he hadn't done Sons of Anarchy, he'd probably do it, but he's so spoiled now by the fact that he just throws on a leather jacket and sunglasses and walks out.
That sucks, because he was awesome as Hellboy.
I totally agree, and I don't think that they should do it unless they can get Ron Perlman. I think Guillermo del Toro could him into it. But
see, because the news article I read this morning keeps talking about how Ron Perlman is the one trying to get Hellboy 3 made.
Yeah.
Get celebrities. They change their mind every 10 seconds.
Well,
so.
Yeah, when they add another zero to the prospective paycheck. Point. Yeah.
All right, so Lethal Weapon 2.
No.
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 Christmas Vacation.
No.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
That's not a sequel. I know. Because none of them are continuations of any of the stories.
Like, just some different
or goblin or whatever it is, and Ernest Scared Stupid shows up. And
so here's one that I couldn't figure out how to make it, if it actually worked or not. I was going to put down either Desperado or Once Upon a Time in Mexico. But Mariachi is such a different story.
Yeah.
But
so technically speaking, Desperado was supposed to be like essentially a remake of Mariachi.
So then would it be Once Upon a Time in Mexico?
Once Upon a Time in Mexico would technically be the sequel, which I think is a fantastic movie.
That actually might be Johnny Depp's best movie.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah,
that movie's great.
I do thoroughly enjoy that movie.
This is so good.
I
need to watch that movie. I'm going to go into the kitchen
but
and
I hear
shoot the chef.
A butt coming as far as that it doesn't belong on the list.
Because it's not a sequel.
Okay. See,
it's not. And the directors and the writers have all said that. It's just a new adventure for, you know, it's not the same people looking for El Mariachi. This is more that he finds himself in. That's all it is.
But that would rule out a lot of things, because that would rule out Indiana Jones completely.
That's why we said
that
no
would
Indiana
also,
Jones.
That would also rule out Mad Max.
The Road Warrior,
The Road Warrior is a direct continuation of
but
the first
movie.
But it's
different. People looking for him.
The ending of the ending of Mad Max ends with him saying, "I have nothing left. I'm just going to wander." That's all it is. And then the second one is a direct continuation, picking up only basically a few months or a few weeks after the events of the original. So those are the only two that I could say are actually a continuation of the story.
I agree they're a continuation of the story, but like the principle that you're using for the continuation.
Well,
like I agree with you, but
Yeah, I guess I could see your perspective. It's like now I'm just putting like a timeline on it and saying, well, you know, if the events occurred within a year, then they'd be a direct continuation. But after a year, it's just a whole new adventure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I could see it.
28 weeks later, 28.
That is a direct. That is a.
I did not put that down. I hate that.
No, 28 Days Later is way better.
It's way, way better. It is. I enjoyed 28 Weeks Later, but 28 Days Later was way better.
I enjoyed it just like because like Robert Carlyle and.
Yeah.
Wasn't Idris Elba in that?
Idris Elba was in it, yeah. Yes. And awesome. So was, oh god, I forgot his name. Hawkeye.
Jeremy Renner?
Jeremy Renner. Yeah, he was in it. And he died horribly in that movie.
He was in 28?
Yeah, he's like, he's just like, alright, the car died and we're getting nerve gassed. Everybody stay in, I'm just gonna push it. Hey, there are these dudes with flamethrowers coming up behind you. Don't worry about it. I'm just pushing the car and I'm on fire.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was him, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So how about Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan?
No, because oh wait, no, is it? It's even or odd numbered Star Trek movies are the best.
It's the even of the best.
Even nah.
That,
yeah,
so
the Voyage Home.
So it'd be Wrath of Khan, The Voyage Home, and then
The Voyage Home was not good.
No,
at the Vales.
Wrath of Khan was.
But the Undiscovered Country was really good.
The Search
good.
For Spock was god awful.
Leonard Nimoy, not Leonard Nimoy. Doc Brown as a Klingon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was the one that Shatner directed?
That one was The Voyage Home, I think.
Was it really?
Let's look it up.
No, I don't think it was The Voyage Home.
Shatner directed Star Trek. Final Frontier.
The Final Frontier.
That's the fifth one.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So, yeah, that's that one. Cause that's the one where they meet God.
Yeah.
Like, not really God.
That one sucks.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Okay, so I'll get rid of that.
Yeah, it's just some crazy fucking, like, weird... gaseous cloud.
Actually, if you want to watch the best version of it, watch that Futurama episode where they go to the planet with the gaseous cloud that's just obsessed with Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Or, yeah, the new Rick and Morty where they have a gaseous cloud that they fart. Yeah.
So what about X2?
That one was better than the first one. Yeah.
It was, but it still wasn't a
very good movie. But I don't want to be on this list.
Okay. Two Towers.
No. I like the Fellowship more. I did.
I agree.
Fellowship was a
better
U.S.
movie. Marshals.
Yes. It shouldn't be on the list, but it's a better movie.
It is a better movie.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, we haven't mentioned Empire Strikes Back at all.
Well, we were saving that for the dramatic buildup.
Turn
There's
around.
Two movies.
No.
There's a poster right behind you.
I know that.
You just all ruined right. the dramatic buildup.
So,
well, he can edit it out. Let's all pretend like
we're down to our
that.
Top 10. How about this? I'll read off what the 10 items on the list are.
Well, let's debate what's in 10, and we might need to leave this as 10.
No, trust me, you'll delete like 3 of these straight off.
Okay.
Well, all then right. we'll replace them with something
so we have,
better.
So we have Army of Darkness, Aliens.
Wait, yeah. do you have Evil Dead 2 on there?
No.
No, because we decided
so
that
replace Evil Dead 2 with Army of Darkness.
No, we did. Yeah, that's what we did.
Okay. And then The Empire Strikes Back, Bourne Supremacy, Spider-Man 2.
I will admit that Spider-Man 2 was a better movie, but I am not going to ever submit to having that on the list. Like, I will fight tooth and nail. I will build an octagon in your backyard and cage fight Andrew for the right to take that off the list.
Replace Spider-Man 2
no.
with Fast
I'll just keep going down the list. Because the goal is to get to 5.
The sixth one. Right, or the fifth one. What do you think?
Mad Max 2. Then Crank 2.
We can take Crank 2 off. Yeah.
Crank 2 is amazing completely different reasons other than it being a good
How many
movie.
Other truly movies that are entertaining do we have on the list aside from Crank 2?
Not a lot.
Okay, because if it's pretty limited, we might need to leave like that just for being decided but fun.
So the ones I had highlighted as ones that we had said had to be on the list were Empire Strikes Back, Dark Knight, and Terminator 2.
Okay.
Alright.
And then, so we have to get rid of 3. Hellboy 2, I knew was there was the debate about.
I say no. I still don't think it's a better movie than the first one. I think it's a prettier movie than the first one. I think it has a lot more... The practical effects are gorgeous in that movie, but I don't... The story was just...
It's all good.
I wasn't a huge fan of the story, honestly. Yeah. And, like, they threw in a bunch of elements that I didn't feel needed to be there. Like, they threw in the troll market just so they could show off their practical effects market. Those and then the...
Those practical effects were so good.
They're gorgeous. But
it's the only Hellboy movie where the guy that made the comic said that
Guillermo del Toro
did stuff with the story that he wished he would have been able to do when he wrote the comic.
Well, and the ending of it was so good. Like, it was building so well to the third one, and then it didn't happen.
My issue, essentially, with that movie, and, like, this is going to sound super petty, it was the elemental that he kills. Because that was such a scene that I didn't feel like that was a Guillermo del Toro choice. I felt like that was shoehorned in by the studio because they wanted a big CGI fight.
Much like a giant spider in a Superman Lives movie.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I guess you could say the same thing about the squid monster at the end of Hellboy 1, but at the same time, it was a much quicker...
Yeah,
and...
but like the Hellboy 1, I think they did pretty great with connecting why all the monsters were there. It wasn't just like... But they did that with the second one, too. Like, all the monsters, I think, made pretty much sense for the world.
Yeah.
Except for the...
But the second one was supposed to basically be one of, like, the... You doing okay, buddy?
Yeah. Look up there.
You know, it's supposed to be, like, you know, one of Cthulhu's buddies is coming through.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the essential reason why the elemental pissed me off so much is because it was so asinine to have him there. Because, like, the prince who was trying to defend all these mythical creatures and all these, like, super beings and all that throws the last elemental out just to be killed in the middle of the streets. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, it's asinine is what it is.
Yeah.
And I love that movie, but that part really pisses me off because it shouldn't be there. Yeah. It has no reason to be there other than so they can pull out the big ass gun, which is totally not Guillermo. Well, I mean, like, Guillermo del Toro likes his big guns, but like that was just so much like this is Hollywood shoving the gun down
your
throat.
Yeah, this is a producer saying,
and then,
hey, we need a big gun.
Yeah.
And we need you to beat the shit out of this elemental.
Yeah, and then he pulls out the big gun, and it's just there to be like, oh, yeah, you're rejected by society.
You know what?
It's like, knew that already.
I'll agree, because I want my elementals to be played by Dame Judi Dench.
Hell yeah. We didn't put Chronicles of Riddick on the list. Yeah, what the hell?
That's because it would be fucking sucks.
See? No, it didn't. It
totally
it's
amazing.
Did. It's so much
all
fun.
Right. You know what? You. This is your Spider-Man 2, you son of a bitch.
Oh, I love you so much.
Disagree. That movie was a piece of shit.
You're saying Pitch Black was better.
I'm saying Pitch Black was better, yes.
Pitch Black was better, in which Riddick looks at a person and goes, you're not a boy, you're a girl, because I can smell your period.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's the ultimate fucking hunter, and a hunter can smell a fucking period.
I just love you so much, Andrew, because I don't even, like, legitimately know if you actually like Pitch Black more. I am actually hoping you like Riddick more, and you're just doing this to spite me. Like, because that would make you and me such better friends right now.
Well, we'll know in a bit.
No.
Okay, so moving on with the list.
All right,
sorry.
So we have four that we need to get rid of. Two that we need to get rid of out of these four.
Okay.
All right, so we got Army of Darkness, Aliens.
No, it should be Evil Dead 2.
Sorry.
Not Army of Darkness. Evil Dead 2.
What, right. Evil Dead 2 was just a
no,
remake?
No, I thought we decided.
No, we decided Army of Darkness.
Oh, I thought we decided.
No, Evil Dead 2
is
just a remake.
I submitted that you were correct that Army of Darkness was the sequel. I just said that I like Evil Dead 2 more.
Okay.
I was just being a cock and needed to make the point that I'm better than
Army
you
Army of Darkness was a better... Was the best sequel.
See,
pretty much my
whole point of this podcast
so
is to feel superior to you guys about my film knowledge.
Okay. I'm putting Tigger Movie back on then. All right, so Army Darkness, Aliens, Bourne Supremacy, and Mad Max 2.
What? Where's Empire Strikes Back?
It's on the list. Oh. No, these are... we have to get rid of two out of those. Oh, okay. Two, out of those four.
Say those again.
So Army Darkness, Aliens, Bourne Supremacy, and Mad Max 2.
Bourne Supremacy gone.
Yeah,
I could get rid of Mad Max.
Yeah. Yeah. It pains me to say.
It's a great movie, but the problem... like. Okay,
it's also a hardcore 70s movie.
Talk
or 80s
two
movie.
Months
yeah, like,
ago,
whatever.
Chris, before I saw Mad Max Fury Road, and I'd be like, ooh, no, we can't get rid of that. But now I'm like...
And you're like, wait a minute, we can do
better.
These movies better.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, cause I've gone back to watch Mad Max, Road Warrior, the second one. What are the
yeah. Mad Max 2, the Road Warrior.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm not enjoying it as much now that I've seen Fury Road.
It is still a really fun movie.
It is.
But it is like, it is totally like that period of practical effects where they're like,
yeah,
we don't have enough money for like blood, so just, we got ketchup and some water.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Alright, thin the ketchup out, it's gotta last day long.
And we've only got like
splashing
three...
on that dummy that we got from the JCPenney up the road.
And we've only got like three cameras, so just everybody get in a car and just start circling this tiny little building that we built.
I have a feeling that I'm going to have an experience close to yours with my wife soon, because my wife, I didn't realize this when I took her when we took her to see it, she had never seen a Mad Max movie. And she saw Fury Road and she fucking loved it. We went and saw it twice in theaters.
Yeah.
And she's like, I love this. Like, I want to know
she's
more.
Go
I want to know more about
one.
This universe.
We gotta
watch the originals. And I'm like, we do. Let's do this.
Just watch the first one, just so you can point out. Joe.
The toe cutter.
He's in it. You can watch the third one and then follow it up with that Dr. Dre and Tupac video and be like, they're on the same quality. They're on like the same level of quality.
Yeah. Oof. All right, so we got some more we got to get rid of.
No, we have the five now.
Oh, we do?
Okay.
Oh, we just have to arrange them.
All right.
So we got Army Darkness, Aliens, Empire Strikes Back, Dark Knight, and Terminator 2.
Empire Strikes Back is number one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dark Knight's number two.
Army of Darkness is number five, in my opinion. I will...
I don't
argue
know,
with
Aliens.
You. Yeah, I was going to say, Aliens is number two.
Aliens is number two to me.
I will not, I would submit that if there was a majority
Aliens
rule against me.
Aliens is the best Aliens movie or alien movie they've made yet.
Yeah. Dude, AVP 2, I can't believe we didn't put that on the list.
If you're talking about alien movies,
all right.
AVP 2 is still worse than
AVP. You said Army Darkness is five, right?
Yes. I believe Army of Darkness would be five.
Yeah.
So we have T2 is...
Number four.
Number four.
Yeah.
And Dark Knight is number three?
Yep. I think Aliens is number two.
Aliens is number two, but do we really submit... Terminator 2 Judgment Day is the ultimate action movie. Dark Knight is an amazing movie, and I will say it's a better movie, but... Okay, so just
for the list,
movies that are better than their predecessor, I think T2 gets the third spot just because it is that much better than Terminator 1, than The Dark Knight was, than Batman Begins.
See, but we're coming from we're coming from two completely different opinions about Terminator 1.
No,
I love Terminator 1.
You said
giddy
movie.
I love that. That is the perfect kind of movie.
But looking at it from a technical perspective and like how the movies were made, Batman Begins to Dark Knight was less impressive than Terminator 1 to Terminator 2.
But
Terminator 2 had amazing CGI at a point when CGI was nothing. Like,
so,
no one knew what it was.
So are we basing a movie based on its cinematography and the elements of what created the movie, or are we basing it on, like... The plot and the use of characters, because The Dark Knight used the Joker better than any other medium had ever used the Joker.
I'm just basing it on whatever wins my position over you.
So the reason why I think that The Dark Knight should take that spot over Terminator is because The Dark Knight took... the first movie was great. It was. They added all this realism to it, and then they took... this character that everybody already knew. Like, they're like, the Joker, this is going to be great. And they made him so much more visceral and so much more psychotic than he had ever been.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I disagree with you in the aspect that...
From movies that, and TV shows. That's
well, I think the Joker from Under the Red Hood, the cartoon, was better than the Joker in The Dark Knight. Because of the fact that he is... The Joker is a death-worshipping psychopath.
Yeah,
which is what he's supposed to be.
It was John DiMaggio.
Yeah, it was John DiMaggio.
It was John DiMaggio? Yep.
Yeah.
Not Mark Hamill?
Yeah. No, Mark
really?
Hamill. Yeah.
John DiMaggio and Dean from Supernatural.
The last one
that
Mark Hamill is...
Dean?
The last one that Mark Hamill did was in Arkham City. That was the last Joker he did.
Yeah.
Really?
But he has said that he will come back for The Killing Joke. If him come back. So doing The Killing Joke right now. So.
He's also in Arkham Knight.
Is he?
Yeah, well, after retiring, they brought him back. Despite the fact that he's dead, he's still in Arkham Knight.
Oh, damn. Yeah. But I'm sorry, I disagree. I think that The Dark Knight is... mostly because, like, I look at Terminator 2 now, like, instead of Terminator 2 when I was growing up. And Terminator 2 when I was growing up was fucking amazing. Now when I look back on it, I'm like, this is an amazing action movie that's actually meant for kids.
When did you watch it last time?
About a year ago.
See, I watched that movie about a month ago, and yeah. I was actually completely blown away because I hadn't watched that movie in probably 4 or 5 years at how well that movie holds up.
Yeah,
yeah, like, that's actually how I feel about Terminator 2, because, like, I watched it, and I was like, man, from the beginning, it's awesome. There's robots blowing out of each other. There's explosions.
Andrew's not going to submit, so let's take a vote.
Yeah.
Let's take a vote. So, John, you're going to be the deciding vote because me and I are for T2.
Because
he's for The Dark Knight.
I last saw Terminator 1 in 1999. That's the last time I watched that movie. And it was at 3 a.m. trying to stay up all night long after playing Street Fighter 2.
That sounds like the best night ever.
No, it was at Brian Hurst's house.
Oh.
Oh, God. So, you've got to break the tie, man. Oh, there's not a tie, actually. I mean, there will be a tie if you...
So, which game had the best video game adaption of it?
Obviously, Batman, but that's just...
No, I guess that's not a fair question.
Well, no,
that
because not Batman didn't.
He hasn't given us
adaptation.
An answer.
All
right, yeah.
If he picks,
let's let him pick.
The best video game adaptation is probably the Wolverine game. It was like clearly a God of War ripoff.
I do love that game. It's so good. I honestly would put The Dark Knight ahead just because of the magic trick.
Yes!
We need a tiebreaker. Yes!
The pencil trick?
Who's our tiebreaker?
John was our tiebreaker.
No.
Oh, wait, no, it's 2-2.
No, it's tied now. Cocksucker.
Sorry.
Who else has been on this podcast?
David
Is
Neuberger.
Justy still awake?
If you call David,
no,
will say Dark
I already
Knight.
Know which way Justy will vote. Oh, no, actually I don't. I'm going to text him.
Yeah.
I'm texting him.
No, call him. Put him up on speakerphone.
I don't know if I trust you anymore. I feel like you're
saying... No, because Justin and I have had conversations
like
this.
Justy's
like
a pretty independent...
Where we've talked about...
He's a pretty independent mind.
Yeah,
unless you're talking about
we've
Fallout,
talked about, like,
and then he is 100%
the pros and
behind
cons
you.
Yeah. of The Dark Knight, and on separate occasions, like, how we felt about Terminator 2 then, and how we feel about it now.
Man,
him and I have had these conversations before.
I'm
actually going to be really interested. Nobody tell him any of the ways that anyone has voted. So I'm going to see if he'll answer.
I feel guilty just because it's been so long since I've seen that movie. Right, I feel like I need to watch all four movies back to back. Just to make it... educated decision.
Yeah, he had to go to bed.
Have fun with that death wish.
Right.
He works at like 6 a.m, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That is a rough part.
Let's see if he answers. Come on, Justin, you can answer. He's probably asleep.
That's it. Then we're going with the most cold, cynical person that we know.
Nope.
Is Andrew's wife still awake?
She is. No, but the reason I'm going to call her is I'm going to call her to wake up Justin.
Oh, okay.
Because he didn't answer.
Oh, Lord.
I asked him if he wanted to come, but he had to wake up at, like, 1 a.m. this morning to help out with some kind of, like, fun
Damn.
Run.
Damn.
A fun run at 1 a.m?
I have no
Justy's
idea.
Justy's fun.
Hey, honey. I had a question to ask. Because we're trying to make the deciding vote here on which needs to be higher on our list, either The Dark Knight or Terminator 2. We need Justin. to be the tiebreaker here, but he didn't answer when I called. So, is there any chance you can knock on his door and say, this is really important, Andrew really, really needs you right now? We're actually still recording right now. She's not going to do it.
Okay.
She's not going to do it.
Who do I got in my phone book that we can call?
All right. Well, okay. Well, I love you. Goodbye.
What's Nate think?
Nate might... Let me call Nate.
All right. Put him on speaker. And hold up to the microphone.
All right. I'm going to text him since my wife has no help. Oh, Justin has to sleep. Been up since 1 a.m.
He doesn't need to sleep that bad.
Hello? Hey, what's up, man?
Not much.
We need help.
Not a lot. You're on the podcast right now. We have a tie-breaking vote, and we need you.
Okay.
Okay, so the category that we're doing is top five movie sequels that were better than their predecessors. And we are arguing right now whether The Dark Knight... or Terminator 2 Judgment Day should be ranked higher on our list.
So you want me to decide then?
Yes. We are at a split vote right now, and we need you to decide which is a better movie. Or not necessarily a better movie.
I'm going to step on some people's toes, but I don't really like the Terminator movies.
Oh, you know what? But my wife did just come through with a suggestion. My brother's in town, and I might actually be able to call him.
So you're...
Actually, Matt would be great for this.
You completely all over my boat, man.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna call Matt.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm calling my brother, because my brother is...
Well, yeah. I totally appreciate the honesty, man. Thanks a lot for voting. Alrighty, man. I'll talk to you later. Alright, bye.
Well, you won, though. Well, you get the text message. I'm just going to go over to what the hamburger is. So, for our hamburger of the week, what you need to do is you're going to take your meat, whatever it be, you know, ground turkey, ground beef, whatever you're using. Then you're going to make a bunch of extra patties. You're going to lay four of them on a plate. Then you're going to pile that full of just bacon and mushrooms and onions and cheese. Then you're going to stick another patty on top of that one so it forms into a big little cave. And then when you cook it up, it'll be like a full pound patty that's just stuffed full of meat and cheese and mushrooms and onions.
Your in-laws made those when we were camping, and they were awesome.
Yes. The stuffed hamburger is possibly the greatest invention ever created.
Yeah.
And I love those things more than life itself.
Yep. Also, if anybody is listening from Central Oregon, McMenamin's has a daily stuffed cheeseburger that they do over there. And it's always amazing.
Who?
Daniel Noer. Brittle Bones.
So that's the dude who's been on a couple times, too.
What?
Did he decline your call?
Ah, son of a bitch. All right.
Well,
man, we're running out of options here.
I mean, technically, we got our deciding vote.
Nate's an asshole.
Did we?
We did.
Our deciding vote.
Nate decided to have.
I love my brother, but I expected him to vote on my side.
So the final list, as according to Nate Cook, is Empire Strikes Back at 1, Aliens at 2, The Dark Knight at 3, Terminator 2 at 4, and Army of Darkness at 5.
How can everyone else but me be wrong? Me and Chris. Everyone else but us is wrong.
All right.
So, yeah.
God, I hate you for.
So that decides it.
Yep. The Dark Knight is better than Terminator 2.
It's not. It's just not.
It is.
All right. So we got it figured out. Isaac's playing a game on his phone.
Yeah, man. I have a shelter that I have to keep up with.
You son of a bitch. Fucking iPhone.
Right. I agree.
Why haven't they released that for Android yet?
They're going to eventually. I don't know.
But they didn't sign that exclusive deal. So, all right, people. If you have an iPhone, play Fallout Shelter. If not, you suffer with the rest of us.
Yeah.
And We'll see y'all next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hasta la vista, baby.